RKB 106.9 FM, la ràdio que t'envolta. 106.9 FM. 106.9 FM.
It's a beautiful
Barcelona, and welcome to Thursday in English Radio on RKB 106.9 FM. I'm Virgil, and like all of us, I'm adjusting to post-COVID-19 world and thinking about the impact on our work, our career paths, and personal potential. Well, join us today to help us better understand the changes we've gone through and what we can look forward to in the future is Senior Manager in Talent Acquisition and Change Management, Michaela Eswine.
Good morning, Virgil. Many thanks.
My pleasure. I'm glad you're here. Now, one of the things that kind of intrigued me about you is that you're an expert in the field of digital transformation. What is it and why should we be interested?
First of all, it's an unbelievable big field, so we can't speak about all in 1 hour. Mm. Yeah, so we have a technical side and we have a non-technical side, and I'm the specialist for the non-technical side, because digitization throws us back to our humanity, especially in working life. If machines can do certain jobs better than people, then humans in the future, we will begin to think about work. Yes, what is work? How important is work? If work no longer needs me, what do we need work for? New work, digitization, mm-hmm. new work, describes an epochal upheaval that begins with the question of meaning and transform the world of work from the ground up. This is very important. The age of the creative economy has dawned, and it's time to bid farewell to the rational
meritorious
society. So digitization, new work, focuses on the development of the potential of every single person. This is very important because work is at the service of people.
Ideally. But again, one of the things that I wanted to explore, which I thought was interesting, you said that without personal transformation, mm-hmm. you're not able to change to digital.
Yeah.
And to be more digital means to be more human and more mm-hmm. curious.
Yeah.
I was very intrigued by that. What did you mean by that?
I mean, now, step by step, I'm very thankful for it, and many employees, leadership change a lot, must change dramatically, mm-hmm. because normally leadership is about sometimes bad power, yes? Mm-hmm. And now we come in a situation, or we are in a situation, which is very important, that we must work together. So if a leader don't look for himself, don't transform himself in bad habits, behavior, bad power, again, yes, he can't lead a company. He can't lead a business because he's so focused on himself. It's ego. You must let go your ego, and you must speak and discuss with your employees. And with your customers, by the way.
Oh, well, true.
Because no customers, no money.
Right. Well, the thing I found is interesting, there was a psychologist back in the States and also a change agent like you are, who said in order to fix companies, you must first fix the individuals.
Yeah, absolutely. If you don't have a healthy organization, you never have enough money, you don't earn enough money, because the focus of a company is to earn money.
Absolutely.
Absolutely right, because if you have no money, you can't pay your employees. But you must healthy. It's the time is over to give pressure, yes, to say, okay, you must be here from 8 to 5. This is over. It's simply over. This time is over. We don't do micromanagement anymore. And if you think you must do micromanagement, is it your problem and not the problem of your employees?
Well, we'd like to get into greater depth with Michaela in this right after now. That was Elena Elias with Moving Me On. Now, you've called your company Digital Humans. You know, following on your previous response, tell us more about what the company provides and the applications for business as well as individuals.
Yes. I work normally as a senior consultant in the area of talent acquisition and change management, and support companies in finding and holding, this is really important, not only for looking for the new, also holding the employees, also with their own company presentation to be interesting for existing and future employees, to find their own employees and customer DNA. This is very important. Most companies don't know their DNA.
Right.
So to speak, companies often demand to hire ready-made all-rounders, and this is totally crazy. You never get a all-rounder, a complete, ready graduate for 20,000, but with 15 years experience. So we need to rethink this. Companies need to rethink this, and companies have to switch to real professionalism, which is very, very, very important. And also in your private, to be a good employee, yes, yeah, or a good project leader, you must work on yourself. And when you are healthy and when you are open and when you educate yourself constantly,
right,
you can go in a company and give something.
Well, I think it's key because you've said now you've been doing this for more than a decade. You've been recruiting. But you said that for you, you need to be involved in industry focus,
mm-hmm,
integrity, and the joy of communication.
Mm-hmm.
Now, tell us about that. I mean, obviously, a future employee should be aware of the industry that they're going to work in and the integrity that they should have personally. But about a company, again, mm-hmm, how do you have a company really manifest their integrity,
mm-hmm,
as well as being able to have joy in communicating?
Mm-hmm. So the main point, what changes in the last years, I see it in the development, is that the industry focus for me is no longer important, because now most companies have the technical roles in. Mm. Yes, now we go to the human side, and so it doesn't matter if I work for pharma, for example, or a car company or something like this, or high technology. I'm very keen normally in high technology, right, and in the big four like EY or PwC, PwC or something like this, but this is not longer important. Integrity, it's no point to discuss. Yes, it's no point to discuss. It's today, it was yesterday, it will, right, be in the future.
Okay.
Absolutely.
You said the joy of communicating.
Yeah, you must love people. You must love humans.
Mm.
If you don't love humans, and I don't mean it esoterical or something like this, but you must be open, your brain must be open, your heart must be open, you must be curious. And if you don't love humans, you will never understand how you can work with them. And also the employees, if they don't like humans, don't love humans, don't like to communicate, how will they work with their colleagues?
Also true.
It's not possible. So joy of communication is really, really important today.
When we look at communication, as I'm sure you know and have seen, not everybody is someone that you want to communicate with,
yeah,
and is easy to communicate with. Particularly in the service industry, if you're dealing with the public in a retail environment, customers can be challenging, you know, and you say, you know, I don't need this.
Anyway, be polite, be friendly, ask. Sometimes you must ask two questions instead of one question, and take your time to ask questions. This is important. I have, for example, normally I like the good examples, but I have a really bad, really, really bad experience with an online furniture company here in Spain. It was unbelievable. I ordered in February for around about 400 euro something paid and never, 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 ever get an answer when they deliver the stuff. Yes, so okay, now the lockdown is coming, but no email in between. Then I wrote, okay, perhaps you can tell me, because I paid roundabout over 400 euro, when I get my stuff. Yes, no answer. No mail answer. The telephone was totally blocked. Yeah. Facebook was full of angry people. They don't answer. Yes. And then after the lockdown, one mail. Oh, yeah, you will get it delivered next week. Nothing. Nothing. And then I really, really made stress. The first time in years I made stress, and not because of the money. I was so angry because of my customer experience, right. Yes. And then I wrote, the first time in my life, on Facebook, okay, if you don't deliver my stuff in between the next 2 weeks, I will fine you. Yes, I will really fine you. I don't get an answer, just a message, next week your stuff will be delivered. It was delivered. And I can't believe it, because they have wonderful furnitures.
But you'll never buy from them again.
Never again.
So again, and the communication aspect is just true.
It's true. And it's the same in when you're in talent acquisition. Yes, I'm now around about 2 years here, and sometimes I apply to a leadership role or for a project. Mm. In 2 years, I get one answer. So, Barcelona, please work on it.
That is one of the things that I said here, is that a challenge in doing business in Barcelona is that in Spain in general, number one, they don't understand marketing. The concept of being able to sell themselves, you know, if you look at, you know, olive oil, yeah. You know, people think, okay, well, olive oil must be Italy. No, it's here. We produce more olive oil than anybody else. We sell it to Italy so they can resell it. But again, we don't market ourselves well. Yeah. And the same thing is that we don't understand the concept of customer service,
yeah,
as part of the whole marketing experience, that, you know, you make the customer feel welcome.
Yeah. For them. And the candidate, the future candidate.
Thing. Right.
Yes, even if it's a no, yes, you can write, oh, sorry, this is not
right.
The right fit for our company. You are not the right fit for our company. Nothing.
I know. That's things frustrating. Well, no, talking about that, part of the successful search for a position involves being able to match the needs of the job with the skills of the candidate. Now, how do you address these, particularly in a way where oftentimes you're not getting appropriate feedback,
yes,
from either place?
So we come a bit back, or we return a bit to the beginning, because there are many, many very good technical tools. Normally the company have them, or they can buy them, yeah, yes, in 5 minutes, and it's not really, really expensive, yes. But this is only a learning process to be able to handle it. The step after, this is a really important step. When the potential new employee is found, is exciting, is it important? How do I approach him? How does the company react to the applications, yes? Normally, nowadays, and it doesn't matter if you are in Spain or in Germany or in Switzerland or in the United States, 14 days. Mm. From the moment you get an application until the end, if yes or no. Yes? 14 days. And this is candidate experience, yes? How do I speak with a future employee? He must felt welcome. He must feel very well that you see his experience, yes? And if you don't see the experience, please write a nice letter, yes? Just because in 6 months, perhaps he's or she, yeah, is the right fit.
Right.
But he will never come in your company if you act like an...
I can't say the word. Well, yes, we can. We know what it is.
We don't do it.
We'll be back to talk more with Michaela right after this.
Stolen moments. If I told you I loved you, pretty baby, would it make up for what they say? If I hold you and shield you, darling, would you linger a while today? If I hold you and hug you, my kissing won't bog you, the gossip won't hurt you, I'll never desert you. And someday they'll find us where people won't find us, to the hands of time. I can use more than moments, pretty baby, and I know where to steal them from. There are so many things I'll teach you, and they call me a useless bum. They just chatter and clatter and patter and matter and titter and twitter. Their glitter gets bitter. But we're here, it's weird here, I steered here, those beards. Dear, watch the pantomime. So that made me. Yeah, da do da da. She do da ya da do da bo ba ya da do da da bo ba wee. Baby, and I know where to steal them from. There are so many things I'll teach you, and they call me a useless bum. They just chatter and clatter and patter and matter. The titter and twitter, the glitter gets bitter. But we're here, it's we're here, I steered here, those beards. Dear, watch the pantomime. Dear, watch the pantomime. Do watch the pantomime.
And that was Nancy Kelly with Stolen Moments. Now, recruiting the best possible talent for any position requires an in-depth knowledge and a sense of the candidate. Has the process changed during this time of the pandemic?
Mm-hmm. So, Virgil, in companies with excellent recruitment processes, it changed years before. Yes, So they don't need the virus. But companies with bad processes now see that they had to change their processes rapidly. So no one, for example, no on-site interviews, but video calls, because first come, first serve. You can't say, okay, I will wait until the virus is over. It will be never over, right? Because something else will come, yes? A process shouldn't go longer, like discussed, than 14 days. Mm. Yes, this is really, really important. And companies that can't do this either technically or in terms of personnel have finally been left behind since COVID. The COVID, or the virus, is the greatest disruptor we ever had in the last 10 years. So for people like me in digital transformation and change management, we speak and discuss since 10 years, and sometimes nothing really happened. Yeah, yes. But now, this small virus come, yes, and we are thankful, because this is really a great, great disruptor.
I think it's good, because we find that in many industries, many cases, disruption is necessary for advancement. If we look at the stock market, whenever there is a correction, you lose money. Well, okay, that's an opportunity to either buy, to invest in something else, to diversify, and it also is a wake-up call for those companies that get hit particularly hard, they got to change things.
Yeah.
So I think, again, the disruption you're talking about is key, but you know how it's going to play out long-term is going to be interesting, because look at the airline industry as an example. All of a sudden, you know, you have airlines, you know, like a Delta and like a Qatar, you know, that are having social distancing, and we're saying, okay, so we lose money, but yet we're providing the security to our passengers to know that, you know, we're doing things that make sense. Versus, you know, an American Airlines or United that are just packing the planes in again. And I think, okay, if this is the case, I'm not going to get on a plane for United or American.
And
it's very simple, you know, and it's a case where one of my clients in the States, a U.S. government agency, they have a contract with United. And it's going to be difficult. I'm saying, okay, if I got to fly United, I'm not coming.
Yeah.
So I think the whole thing, the disruption, is forcing a change
in
how we do the business.
It's a little, we have a buzzword again for it, yes. It's work-life blending. It's just a buzzword to describe a little bit that changes a lot. And, for example, what is really important, many don't think about that for the future, you don't need big companies, big businesses don't need really big offices.
Mm-hmm.
Yes? Because so you save a lot of money as a company. Of course, you must know how to work virtually. Yes,
right.
You must be trained in it. And but you save, first, you save money. And the second is you can build other houses for apartments, for a better living, for families, for people who are in rent,
you can afford to pay your employees better.
And you can pay your employees better. Mm-hmm. So this is a really big topic. It's not only one.
Well, now, you know, we've seen that, you know, Zoom and FaceTime and WhatsApp and, you know, all the others have to a degree displaced our personal contact with each other. Do you see this trend continuing as a part of the job search process and as how we do business in general?
Short.
Mm.
It's not a trend. It's an absolute must-have.
Okay.
Point. Yeah? It's not a trend. It's a must-have. And to say, okay, we try it now virtually, then you think, even when you are on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, that virtual is another world. No. It's the same world, just with other tools. Yes?
True.
So I'm at Facebook, absolute the same, like I'm with you here and speaking, yes?
Right.
Of course, we have a few people who... Of course. But in working life or even in coaching, yes? So for me, it's totally great, because online coaching, now the people say, okay, I can do also online coaching. yes, and it's great, yes, and it doesn't make any difference between going somewhere or speak with right. someone via Zoom or FaceTime or something like this, and we have more time. Because then we can do online coaching perhaps in the evening at 8 o'clock when you have right. a management position and you have no time during the day. Okay, my online coach have time for me in the evening at 8 o'clock. So it's a must have.
Looks like one of our guests, she is a personal trainer, fitness mm-hmm. trainer. She's obviously, you know, in the shutdown, couldn't have classes.
Yeah.
So she went online.
Yeah.
And now she's developed a great series of online classes.
Yeah.
That, you know, people can, you know, whenever they feel like they have a moment,
yeah.
they can just plug in and they can, you know, maintain their health. Same
yeah.
thing with the others who've done online yoga and whatever.
Yeah.
So it's a case where we look at the evolution of communication. You know, we had mail, snail mail.
Yeah.
You know, then we got faxes and then we got email. And now this area that we're in now has become another way of communicating.
Yeah.
It's just as integral as just using a cell phone.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
it's the
absolutely.
Same thing. So we just look at it. Now, when we look at this, you know, we're all finding ways to maintain or increase our activities with less resource utilization. How do you see businesses and government other agencies cutting back on the numbers of people they need to supply their services? You talked about the need already of not having or needing offices, you know, to be able to do business.
Not so much, yes, definitely. Okay. I think it depends a little, of course, on the industry. You will always need a hospital, yes?
Right.
So you will always need a hospital. You can't do it via online, normally, I think. And jobs changes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So some things were very important 10 years before. Now it's not really important. For example, I know they don't like to hear it, but traders or investment bankers,
mm-hmm.
you don't need them really. Of course, you need them a little bit, but
right.
in the end, it's now. Physics, mathematics, algorithmen. So it will change a lot, but it will come a lot of new things, yes?
Absolutely.
And it depends of the humans, what, and of the younger generation, of course, what will we do with our planet, yes, with our work in the future. So, yes, it will change, but it's... Every decade changed something.
Hmm.
Yes,
very.
Because we go many, many years with horses. Yes, then the car is coming. Now look to the car companies; they draw down. Yes, and
well, I think you start looking at things as companies realize they don't have to have people coming into offices. Well, you don't need to necessarily have a car.
Yeah.
Now to drive to work.
We have a sharing economy.
Right.
And this is because, again, we come back, egoism must take away. Because then when you have a sharing economy, it's enough. So you don't need in a town 1 million cars. You perhaps only need 250,000.
Right.
And you can go with the bicycle or something like this, yes. And mostly... The trains are very good. Yes, you can go with the bus, with the
right.
train. It's of course it's nice perhaps to have a Porsche or a Ferrari,
right.
but for what?
Right. Yes. I mean,
makes it happy for
no.
a moment. Yes.
Well, you're listening to English Radio Thursday on Radio Canal Barcelona 106.9 FM. We'll be back to talk more with Michaela after this.
Make me lose myself. I see through it. I
that was Danxious Danny with Standing Strong. Now, you're a self-defined change manager. Now, how's that role evolving in today's environment?
Yes, change management is the planned management of change process, so a lot of change, from an initial state to a target state. Change management includes all aspects of implementation, so also the technical, yes, but I'm non-technical, so my part is the human part and not the technical one. And change management is important to adapt an organization and take the workforce with it. This is very important. Goals and visions of a company are thus communicated within the company. So first within the company, then go out to the customer, to the new employee, to the future employee. And this is really, really important. The change we discussed, the DNA from a company.
Well, I think as you talk about DNA, obviously the DNA in a human defines who we are, you know, in terms of our hair color, our hair, or lack of it, our eye color, you know, our height, our weight, our proclivities towards certain things. Now, the DNA of a company, how do you define that?
You can't define it from here, yes? I must go in the company, and mostly every employee knows it, every customer knows it. Mostly when you go in the company, the first step, you feel it. You feel it. You see how is the secretary, yes? Did she look at you? Did she smile? Do you see the people on the floor? Are they communicating with each other? Are they open, or are they going in their offices or something like this? Though to see a DNA is also to know the leader.
I think,
and sometimes you must fire
the leader.
The leader.
To change the DNA.
Yeah. To change the DNA.
No question about that. Now, concurrent with the perspective as a manager, how can individuals become their own personal agents for change, to improve their chances as candidates or just to enhance their lives in general? I know that you're a coach in addition to being a acquisition leader for companies.
Yes, I think the most important thing in life, yes, is to show up interest in your private life, but also in your working life, yes. Where I am, where do I want to go, yes. What is important for me? Is it important to me only work 50% in the week and do another stuff? So you must know yourself and your strength and your weaknesses a lot, and never stop learning. Never stop learning, because nowadays you can't do something for 20 years. So you must really, really educate yourself. This is not the responsibility from your company, for example, of course, also, but not only, but it's your own responsibility to yourself. And I think this is my experience from myself also. If you have wounds or fears or bad habits, heal them. You must heal them. If you don't heal your wounds, you are always closed. You are not really free. And yes, when you heal it, you have a better personal brand. It's like this.
Now, one of the factors in the process of change that you mentioned is new working.
Yeah.
Now, is that like networking or is it something different?
No. New work and network has nothing common. Digitization throws people back on the humanity we speak about. And there are a lot of topics in new work, so especially in the working life. Machines can do certain jobs better than you as a person. Again, we must look where do we want to stay in the future. And there are a lot of sub topics. For example, one, it describes what I do and a lot of people, is the buzzword, gig economy. Yes, so we are not for 10 or 15 years in a company. We go in for projects for 3 months, for 6 months, perhaps for a year. And then we go out and give our education and our knowledge to the next one. This is very important in new work, and the next is co-working. We speak about spaces, but work from home is very, really, really important, and blockchain, Internet of Things. So there are so many subtopics, but new work is, you must know as an employee and personnel, where do you want to go? And the company can't pick 15 subtopics. No. Yes, they must begin in one. So you must look, if it's a high technology company, of course, Internet of Things will be very, very important. Right. Yes, and in another company, it's blockchain. And in another company, many people, for example, are always sick. Yes, they stay at home. So you must look, how is the healthy environment in your company? So new work is an unbelievable big topic.
It is the future.
Yeah, it's the future, and you can't describe it in five sentences.
In one sentence, no.
No.
We'll be back some closing comments right after this. Was Taylor McFerrin with Love and Distance. Well, you've written about how digital transformation needs emotional transformation and how hypnotherapy can aid in making this happen. Mm-hmm. Talk about that.
Hypnotherapy or focused coaching helps people to find themselves more quickly. And the good thing is that hypnotherapy was years before very esoterical, but now it's in the science. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't have the touch yet.
Right.
So to get your own core, it's an unbelievable great way, a fast way to transform yourself. If I have, for example, an unpleasant habit or unresolved trauma, as a private person, this also has an immense effect on how I deal with my private environment, with my business environment, with my colleagues, with my managers, so with my employees. So change and digital transformation cannot be understood if you do not also work on your personality. So something very private, I don't speak a lot about, but I have cancer when I was 23, so very, very early, yes.
Right.
And it was not really bad because they saw it very early. But I begin to think very early about all this. And then I raised up to children. I get to children. And I learned on my way, if I'm not healthy, and this doesn't mean if I have 1 kilo more or left or something like this. It's about my heart, my emotional feelings, my resilience. We see it now in the lockdown here in Spain. It was very hard. And I saw on Facebook even very young people who were so depressed, yes, and have so much problems with sleeping. So you must really look for your resilience, because the world is beautiful and it's nice,
absolutely,
but it's hard sometimes. And if you are not resilient, you can't survive.
You can't manage
it. And for this hypnosis and focused coaching, I study at Tony Robbins, Medeniss in California, helps you a lot.
Okay. Now, when we think about hypnosis, we think about a lot of the shows we see on TV, which obviously are not what hypnosis is about. But in the course now of doing internet communications, can you use hypnosis, over, the internet?
So this was a try during the lockdown with friends.
Mm-hmm.
I tried it with friends because I don't want that bird to come to me. I don't know. Okay, I do it. It works.
Mm.
It really works, but I don't know. I must really say I don't know if it works because they are friends of mine.
Huh? No, okay.
So if someone want to try it, we can do it together and we will try it. But many people like to be face-to-face hypnosis.
But speaking of that, if our listeners want to get more information about your services, as for a company or for a individual, how can they do it? Where can they find you?
You can find me on my both websites, all of my websites,
digitalhumans
and yourfuture.es, both, or with my full name in LinkedIn. You will find me.
And then also on Facebook, you're also Michaela Berlin, too.
Yeah, but normally it's on Facebook, I have only 100 people.
Oh, okay.
And I think 98, I know. So mostly it's really over my website. There's my telephone number and LinkedIn.
Perfect. Now, it's been wonderful having you on, and we could spend another couple of hours talking. But if there was one thing you want to have our audience take away from today, what would it be?
Wear a mask? No, just joking. Please wear a mask, because we don't want to go back to lockdown again.
Right.
It was really hard. Be humble. Don't be afraid. Go forward. And if you don't feel well, go to your friends and speak open with them.
That's the whole thing. Be open.
Be open.
Right, and don't be afraid to...
Don't be afraid to ask, perhaps
for
also for help, yes. I think this is really important.
It's true. Well, that's it for today. You know, we've had a great conversation, and we're going to leave you with a song that kind of sums up the lessons about our world and how we deal with it. Janine Johnson says, you just have to deal with constant evolution. Well, have a great one, Barcelona, and we'll talk with you next week.